Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop, you guys. Last night's Real Housewives reunion was wild per usual. There was yelling, tears, broken hearts, and one housewife says she might be leaving the show. Bronwyn and her husband, Sean, of course, were a big topic of conversation. They've been married for 20 years. Bronwyn recently came out as lesbian. Now we're finally hearing how Sean really feels about the situation.
I've never been attracted to men physically.
You've never been attracted to Sean physically?
No.
No.
And it breaks my heart to say that.
I would imagine it breaks your heart to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely does.
How does that make you feel that she has a girlfriend?
It's mixed. It's hard. You know, after being with somebody for 25 years, of course it's hard to say, oh my gosh, like, how did this happen? How did I not see this, you know? But on the other hand, she's so much happier, and we don't fight.
Yeah. You take sex out of the equation, a lot of people wouldn't fight. A lot of couples
fight
over sex.
That is true.
You know?
But I am just in shock that she actually said, I have never been attracted to men. And he's like, 25 years, and you've never been attracted to me?
He was probably like, voila. Like, it all is now making sense. I think for him, he is looking at this from a bigger picture. If you've been with somebody for 25 years, you have six or seven, I don't know, it's either six or seven kids with this person, and you've been living in a house where there has been alcoholism, there's been fighting, there's been screaming, and someone says, I've gotten to the root of the problem, you are just relieved that you and your children don't have to live in a home where someone is off the rails.
Yeah, it was just crazy because I felt like all the women were definitely on Sean's side. They think she is completely taking advantage of him in this situation. I have to say, I sure agree because it doesn't really sound like Sean... But Sean is cool with it, you know? He's getting to, of course, have this open relationship, and he's dating other women, and he says his kids, as long as they're happy. You know, to me, it seems like they're wanting to just keep the peace at home for the kids until the kids are older, and then they'll probably break up.
But you just said six or seven kids. That says you're attracted to me. Six or seven times. Who has that?
But in 25 years, six or seven times. Not very many.
But come on, not every time it hit like that. Trust me.
I mean, he did talk about their lack of passion, and when he thinks back, it's like, you know, they're... And as Justin said, it's kind of... Sometimes, like, those things, like, you think back and you're like, oh, well, then that makes sense, maybe, you know? It's like, well, that's probably why our sex was never that great, or that's why I never felt that passion, or that she was really into it, or she never wanted it. It's like, okay, it kind of takes the pressure off you, if that's you. It's like, well, maybe it wasn't
me. But do you have to tell someone that, really, to hurt their feelings? You don't have to. She could have kept that secret to herself, that attracted ever. She didn't have to say, I've never been attracted to you. I think that's cruel.
But I think it's full transparency at this time, because I think for her, she's like, this is my truth. I'm living my truth. Yes, this might be extreme, but this is my honesty. And I think for Sean, look, I'm going to get real for 2 seconds.
Okay, please do.
Sean is just happy that he don't have to split up that money, buy a condo with six kids, and lose half that cash. I think Sean's like, I'm going to go with the flow because this makes sense for everybody. And I'm Team Bronwyn because if she's happy and she has a job, I don't have to be concerned about her.
See, no, Sean is like, look, Heffa, you didn't have to tell the world. You could have whispered that to me off to the side.
Well, you know, Kelly Dodd, not a big fan of Bronwyn. Those two do not get along. It's like oil and water right there. Well, Kelly actually went on Instagram Live, said she is completely out if Bronwyn is going to come back next season. And she actually said, I'm pretty sure Bronwyn feels the same way. So what do you guys think is going to happen if one stays? Justin, who do you think it will be?
She better watch out because Bravo changed their whole slogan to We Don't Give a 2020. And we all know, honey, they've been dropping Housewives like flies. I think back in the cut, you know, Housewives often thought the show can't go on without me because the show was so successful. Yeah. You get all this fan response. But if we learned anything from NeNe leaving Atlanta, Lisa leaving Beverly Hills, and Bethany leaving New York, the show can go on.
It will.
And it will go on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's like, I love Kelly. And Bronwyn has been, honestly, like, she really made the season. Her storyline is about as epic as you can get. And we're interested, right? Like, I'm invested in Bronwyn's story. I want to know how this marriage is going to play out. I want to continue to find out, like, is Sean going to date and really find another relationship? And are they really going to stay together?
Sean's already dating.
Okay. No, I know he's dating.
She admitted that Sean only stays at home 1 week out the month.
Already?
Because he's traveling for work.
Yeah.
What you think Sean's doing on the other 21 days?
I know, but I want to see that on the show. I want to see, like, who he ends up with and then how that dynamic's going to be. Because, you know, Sean's new girl. Think about that. If you're Sean's new girl, how do you handle that? Well, you're still going to always stay married to this woman, even though you're going to sleep with me and she's going to sleep with her. Like, why can't you marry me? Like, that's hard for a girl to go walk into that relationship.
Depends on the girl. Holla at your girl, Sean.
You're cool with it?
I'm cool with it.
You do it.
Oh, honey, I'll take a weekend, love. Come on, Sean.
100%. I love a man with kids.
Okay.
Because you get them for a whole week, and then when they're with their kids, you get to say, all right, now you go be with your kids.
Okay.
I'm gonna kiki with my girls. Like, let's hang this out. I also think we're living in a space where this guy's marriage is so front and center that any girl walking into this knows exactly what's behind door number one. This is not Price is Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to guess. And she gave you the manual.
And it depends on what the producers say. What are the ratings? That's who's gonna stay and who's gonna go.
Yeah.
It's really never really up to you.
Don't ever give Bravo an ultimatum. It never works out in your favor. I trust me when I say this. She's going to end up eating her foot coming back to the show.
Both of them.
And they're going to make...
I agree.
Both of them. They make good TV. I mean, you need them both.
And it sucks because I know why she's saying it. Because Bronwyn got accused of doing something that was so unspeakable. It had never, ever happened in Housewives history. So she's feeling like she doesn't feel like her kids are safe. But we don't know if that really happened. It could be Kelly Dodd, it could be, what's her name, Shannon's daughter saying something and repeating something or misinterpreting something that Bronwyn said, or it could be the truth. Mm. We will never know. It's she said, she said.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about the drug accusation? Yeah.
The drug accusation.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Okay. When Kevin Hart's kids grow up, there will be no free rides. Kevin's a major success, but he just told Howard Stern they'll have to work for their money.
I'm successful. I am.
Yes, you are.
And that's my success. So, you know, you being kids that want to just feed off of that, that's a mindset. And that's one of laziness. That's one of you not understanding what you can get out of life. I can provide whatever opportunities you want. So my kids are very active in wanting to do their own. My daughter actually is interning for me right now.
He ain't nothing but a lie.
What?
He ain't nothing but a lie.
Kevin ain't nothing but a lie. Kevin comes from grit.
Yeah.
He doesn't want his kids just to have the silver spoon. He wants them to learn how he learned.
Yeah, but you know the parents who say, oh, my kids are never going to do that, are the first parents who let their kids do it. And I understand. Mm-hmm. Kevin wants his kids to kind of sort of have that ride that he has.
Yes.
That grit. Because, you know, coming from nothing, you kind of come, there's like some Teflon that comes with you.
Yeah.
But I think when you're Kevin Hart, you're going to look at your kids and you're going to say, let me give you the best because you directly reflect me. So I'm not going to walk out wearing Gucci and Louis Vuitton and have you walking out in scrubs.
Spoiled, oh, absolutely. Rotten. But I still do think when it comes to them getting to the age where they're learning to work, he's not going to hook them up with jobs. I think that's what he's thinking. He's like, I'm not just going to get you a job. I'm not going to, like, just, like, you know, pay you. You have to work. You have to have a job. You have to keep the job. You have to prove yourself at the job. As far as the stuff, yeah, you can't help that.
But think about his kids.
You've got the money. I mean,
let me be one of Kevin Hart's kids. I'm walking in the job saying, yes, here's my resume. I am Kevin Hart's daughter.
It's a birth certificate.
Yes, it's a birth certificate. Exactly.
It's a birth certificate.
Hire me.
That's your resume.
Absolutely going to use that. I mean, you think about Denzel's son.
Well, you can't hide it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know who their children are. It's really hard to hide who you are. But as we've talked about on this show, sometimes celebrity kids find that as a disadvantage because they feel as though they think you're going to be a spoiled brat right when you walk in, whether you are or you aren't.
It does depend on how you are raised. And I know Kevin keeps them because he also they also have their mother, you know, well, the first wife, you know, Tori, she raised her kids. And let me tell you something. Kevin tells a story in his stand-up, remember, how his kids had to take a regular plane, not the private jet.
To go see them.
To go see their cousins or their other family. And they were like, oh, we have to, Dad. He was like, that's right. You're with your mother. Go see your family. You go get on that airplane. You go right through TSA because they need those experiences.
Yeah, but then this is the problem that comes up with it. Mm-hmm. You can't say, oh, my God, I'm going to give you private jets. I'm going to give you the best schools. I'm going to give you the best clothes when you're younger. And then when they get to a certain age, you cut them off. And then they end up being like, and I love Tori Spelling. I really do. And I think she has figured it out. But there were some bumps in the roads financially along the way because you introduce this life to a child because that's your life. Mm-hmm. And then you take it away all of a sudden. Now they're mad at you. They're writing tell-all books. And they're trying to figure out their way in life. Meanwhile, Amex is chasing them for $350,000 that they haven't paid back.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah, but I think comedians,
Kevin has a really good relationship. I think Aaron and Tori had a complicated relationship.
Right. No, Aaron and Candy. Candy and Tori.
That too.
Had a complicated relationship. Yeah. Aaron was going to give it all to Tori.
Well, I think Kevin and Tori Hart. Look at that. his first wife and his new wife. I think they have a system built in to keep their children grounded.
And it could be raised.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to be Kevin Hart's children and you're riding around in these cars and you're flying around. It's very difficult not to live a certain lifestyle and expect it.
Right. So, you only know that.
Yeah.
You only know what you've been raised with. Well, I think they'll all be fine.
I think they'll be fine, too.
Coming up, you guys, Halsey's surprise pregnancy is marriage next. Plus, Pam Anderson drops the bomb that she's married again. Is this going to be the last one? We're discussing all that next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
You might know Monique Coleman as Taylor McKessie from the High School Musical, and now she's spilling the real reason her character always wore headbands. She tells Insider the crew did not know how to work with black hair. Mm. She claims they did it poorly in the front, so she suggested, let's just do a headband.
Because she knew that people were going to come for her.
Okay.
And but, you know, but, people would have came for her.
Yes, they would have. But wasn't she nice? She said, the crew didn't know how to do my hair. The crew? There's probably a lighting guy at home talking about what I got to do with it. The crew? No, the hairstylist on the show.
Yeah.
It's okay to say that. You know who else had a problem with that? Remember Gabby in the Olympics? They came for her.
Yeah.
They were coming for her. left and right. She had a really had a problem with it. They wanted her to do something with her hair. They didn't like that it was natural in the back. They wanted it straight. She had a problem. But I think the headband worked out for her because it gave her character something.
But it shouldn't have to work out.
I know.
I was trying to help her. You should have somebody who knows how to do this. I had a similar situation happen to me where, you know, I was working on a job and I kept on talking about how I really needed a barber. And the person who was in charge of hair and makeup really was pushing for me to hire somebody that she liked because she wanted them to double down and be able to do other women's hair. And I was trying to explain to her the importance of why a barber was important for my own culture, my own hair. And she pushed back because she wanted to save money on the budget. Meanwhile, the budget wasn't coming out of your pocket. So you know what I said? I said, go right ahead. You hire somebody. And she hired someone, came in, did my hair. The haircut was so jacked up. I went to her. I'm like, do you see what happened?
Oh, my God.
Now, would you ever bring Adele to Apple and ask them to fix it because it's a computer?
Oh, absolutely.
And she was like, oh, I don't know. I says, all right. So when the producer was like, what happened to your hair? I laid out the whole story.
Yeah.
No,
I'm sitting here fighting for a barber in here. It costs you $65, yet she tried to save the money.
Or sometimes they say, we don't know anyone, or it's fine. I mean, I think the industry has come a long way.
Yeah.
And people have learned how to do the hair, but there's still problems. My girl, Tisha Campbell, I remember she was on Martin. Her hair, because they were frying it out and it was wrong, mm-hmm. she had to get a wig. It's always a problem. I've had problems on sets where they're like, wow, they'll put some gel in it, white gel. Look at a hot mess.
Yeah.
Certain, our hair texture is different.
But you were also afraid to speak up because you didn't want to be the angry person or you didn't want to be the one who
you
was
difficult.
You
can say it, that a difficult black girl
the black woman.
Say what it is.
Meanwhile, I was like, let's do this. I'm about to be the most difficult black woman you've ever met in your damn life in here.
I love it, though, but I'm glad that you said something, because I do have friends that are in television that are black that have had the same problem. I feel like it's a fight that they are still continuing with. And they tell me, they're like, oh, I just do my own hair. I just don't even bother. Yes. I don't even want to mess with it because I don't want to be a headache. I don't want to like have to say, no, this hairstylist doesn't work. And they just end up doing their own hair. And I know that this sounds like first world problems, doing your own hair, but it is a big deal whenever it's like your promise to get something done, and it's part of your contract, and then they can't deliver because they don't know how.
They don't have the skills because they didn't
think it was important.
But not on
the
honey, not on Daily Pop.
She's looking good. We got a
Let me ask you a question. You've been on TV for how long?
7 years, 8 years.
As a white woman, and be honest, if you said, I don't like the way this person colors my hair, I need a new hair colorist, how many times do you have to say it?
Usually just once.
Okay.
And that's your privilege.
Okay. I got a question.
You feel comfortable saying, I don't like this hair color. Yeah. Bring in somebody else.
Yeah.
And it happens.
Yeah. Or I just go to
somebody. I have a question. Okay. Don't, Carissa, don't be offended by this question. Because this is just general, not mm-hmm. to you. If you're getting your hair done and it's a black hairstylist, mm-hmm. do you feel like, oh, she probably doesn't know how to do my hair?
I don't.
You don't. There are people that do. And that's why black hairstylists don't get hired in the industry as much. Or they ask them, can you do... They
can
do.
Can you do my hair?
Can you do both hair? Yeah, okay. But also, African-Americans have hair like yours, mm-hmm. hair like this. We just have a lot of different hair. But there's Jewish people that have nice, kinky hair, too. So it's a very...
But I'm not going to lie. If a white man stepped behind the barber chair and I was in the chair, I, too, would say... I don't think that you could do my hair.
It's your first thought.
Just to go back to privilege, though, I do think that it is a white privilege thing. And the reason why I wouldn't feel uncomfortable is I feel like black hairstylists have had to go above and beyond. They have to learn not only to do black hair, but they have to learn how to do white hair, too.
Oh,
versus I feel like a lot of white hairstylists can say, I don't know how to do black hair.
And they can see it.
And they can still
it.
Make a living.
Yeah.
And they can still make a career with that. Versus I do feel like it comes back.
Girl, you get
around.
Your black card. You go ahead on Carissa.
But I mean, I just do. I've never had, at least in this position at E, and granted, like, you know, our hairstylists are very, very experienced, you know, so it's not like they're just newbies in the game.
Right.
They've been around for a long time before they even get here. So I've never had that situation happen where you know, a black person came to do my hair and I'm like uncomfortable. I know they know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know that the roles are not always the same on the other side.
And absolutely. She should not have had to go through this. It was 15 years ago.
She didn't have a voice.
She didn't have a voice. And when you're new in the industry,
yeah.
you're afraid. And
totally.
I've been there. You're afraid.
I wasn't the one to complain about
my highlights. I had some nasty highlights the first 3 years here, but I let it go.
Yeah, but
because I was new. And then you get like, and then you're here for a while and you're like, all right, girl, guys, this is orange. I don't know if you guys are seeing this, but this is orange.
I need
hair.
To do something.
This is not blonde.
Well, especially when you're new in the industry,
yeah.
you are afraid to speak up.
Right.
But
You
don't want to rattle it, and you're on this new movie.
No.
You just want to. So, but the fact that she came up with the headband and it also gave her character something else, you know, sometimes God works things out. Look at that.
No, girl, she didn't need the headband. She needed somebody who could do a wig.
Yeah.
Go to that bridge.
The edges. It's the edges.
Stop trying to make an excuse.
I know,
like, no.
I'm trying to figure out something.
Well,
I like
she
the
looked
headband.
Cute regardless.
She looks good.
It worked out.
But little
okay.
girl should not have to go through that.
I agree.
Any longer. Speak
All
up.
Right.
Speak up.
After the break, Wendy Williams. This woman's not afraid to speak up about anything. She is sounding off on Hollywood's top stars, who she is calling shriveled up. A shriveled up prune? Are you serious?
Yeah, she did that.
Wow.
She said it.
Holy moly.
Oh, I can't wait
it.
To hear this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. We have more of our unfiltered interview with Wendy Williams.
Uh-huh. She told me what it was like to date after divorce. And wait till you hear who snubbed her at a big Hollywood party and is probably regretting it now. Tell me what dating is like after being married for over two decades. Like, what's it even like to be touched by another man?
Wonderful. You know what? It makes me feel like 17, 25. First of all, I love the way my body is now for me. And so I'm not shy. So, you know, I dim the lights and light candles, but it's not dark. It's a wonderful feeling to be told you're beautiful by somebody else, to be touched by somebody else.
So with all the drama Wendy went through with her ex, Kevin Hunter, would she ever want to get married again?
Ultimately, I would like to get married one day. Oh, with a prenuptial agreement. And I don't want to be a second mother to yeah. your children. None of that. I want to marry a man, not a boy.
Wendy is known for speaking her mind on The Wendy Williams Show, and sometimes it gets her into trouble.
Sure. There are only a few people who can sing Raw Dog. Beyonce needs auto-tune. Selena Gomez is probably one of the most manufactured artists out here. An artist of the decade? I think that taste has cheapened through the years. She's 21. She'll forever look 12, which... I don't mean that in a good way.
Has there ever been a celebrity where you walk into a Hollywood event and you're like, I just do not want to run into this person today because I already know this bitch is going to try to swing on me?
No. Because people always talk tougher than they really were. People have been nervous about me coming into parties. Two people of note, Anna Wintour and Barbara Walters.
No.
Yes.
Barbara tried to block your ass?
Yeah. And then Anna Wintour, just because I talk about her and her bangs, which I love her hairstyle, but she'll never get that. I don't like having to do proper fashion. So what? Because yeah. Vogue says this is in, that everybody has to wear it. And give us a break, Anna Wintour. Behind your glasses, you think you're so cool. You think you're so Hollywood. You know what she looks like? She looks like a shriveled up old mean prune.
Wendy!
Who probably is not happy in her real life. And I was at a party and Anna Wintour turned her back to me. She did it purposely. I saw the whole thing. Yeah. And I said to her person, tap, 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 excuse me. I just wanted to say hi to Anna. And so the person gave me the wink and she doesn't want to talk to you. I said, Anna, I hear you don't want to talk to me. It's okay. It's more fun talking about you. See you tomorrow morning at 10. It's big ol' Wendy Williams. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
That wasn't, I'm telling you guys right now.
Such a good.
I sat with her for 27 minutes. That wasn't even the juiciest of the 27 minutes. Oh, I think that was the juiciest we could get for daytime TV. But I'm going to throw up the full interview on Just a Sip next Wednesday. I'm telling you right now, come prepare it. Bring some napkins and some holy water because it gets pretty. It gets pretty deep.
And you guys can find Just the Sip on E! News' YouTube channel, correct?
Oh, you can go E! News' YouTube channel. You can go anywhere you get a podcast. Listen to it. Listen to it on a podcast. They don't cut much out of that podcast.
Just a Sip. I cannot wait. That was... She's a mess. She's not afraid.
I maybe asked four questions out of the 27 minutes. She was just telling me everything. I was like, okay, I'm here.
She says, you want to do an interview? Let me tell you.
I was like, how you doing? She's like, I hate everybody. I was like,
I can't take it. I cannot.
I was like, okay, how you doing?
She said,
just so y'all know, both Wendy Williams, the movie and the documentary, Wendy Williams, What a Mess, premieres Saturday on Lifetime.
Love
so make that
both.
Part of your Saturday plans. Okay, great interview, Justin.
Good, yeah, good job.
Still ahead, our new interview with Yara Shahidi. She's revealing her biggest life lessons, plus a first look at Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana. Did she nail it? We'll debate when we come back.
Girl, I'm telling you.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. We are starting off our 60 seconds with some sad news on the loss of a Hollywood icon. Oscar and Emmy winner Cloris Leachman has died. Cloris was best known for her roles on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and later on Facts of Life. Stars have been remembering both her serious and silly sides. She was 94 years old. Rest in peace. Bridgerton is breaking some big records. The show is Netflix's biggest series ever. 82 million households watched Bridgerton in the first 28 days it's been streaming. Oh, and it's also number one Netflix show in 83 countries. No big surprise there. It's an amazing show. Okay, and did you know that the cast of The Crown had a choreographed dance to Lizzo? Well, you were not supposed to. Gillian Anderson was on Late Night with Seth Meyers last night, and he asked about it. She said the video was not supposed to see the light of day. But then Olivia Colman posted it to the gram. Here it is. I love it. Olivia took a dance class, learned that choreo, and they all did it. That's your Hollywood Minute. Speaking of royals, we are getting a first look at Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana. Justin, what do you think?
I kind of love it. I just hope for Harry and William's sake, this is the last one. Like, let's put a nail in the coffin, no pun intended, with the Princess Diana movies and TV shows. I'm sure these guys are just done seeing that story happen 15 times a year.
But why is it so now? Because of The Crown? Why is it so popular right now? Why is she making this comeback?
I just think I think you're right. I think The Crown, I think the latest season of The Crown reintroduced our interest to her. I mean, but she's also just someone that we'll always be interested in. What was that story you were telling in the commercial break? You just found your magazine?
Oh, my People magazine with Princess Diane when she passed away. Oh, I just went through it. I sat in the garage and I looked at it and I was like, I remember that. Yes, Diane.
Crazy.
I just love that you kept that for so long.
I mean, and I think that that's the love that so many people have. And I think until... You know, it hits the whole next generation. Like, people are just always going to be that in love with her.
100%.
In love with her. And I had no idea about the backstory, of course, because then she was just everyone's princess. And, oh, my God, she has this perfect life. And then I started watching The Crown. I was like, oh, Lord, what did they do to my diet?
Right? So much pressure for Kristen Stewart, though. I mean, don't you think? I would be intimidated to play someone so loved.
Oh, no, you can't screw this up. You got to be, like, willing to do it.
I think she looks great. I think this is a good start. I think that the look is on. And I'm just like, they both have that kind of shyness about them.
Yeah. There's something like deep and dark behind
deep
those
and
eyes.
Deep and dark. I'm going to say sadness. You would look at her, that's why I looked at the magazine, and I was like, she does look a little sad behind the eyes.
She was dealing with some stuff.
She was dealing with a lot of stuff, and we had no idea. And we put the pressure on her, and then the paparazzi kept following her.
I know.
Sorry.
I didn't put nothing on her. I was three.
Okay, sorry.
All right, you guys. So we know college is all about growing up and coming into your own. Well, Yara Shahidi and the cast of Grown-ish are learning tons of life lessons from their show and in real life as well. They even got advice from the one and only Beyonce.
Who said that?
I left CalU to be a grown woman.
Adulting is really cool when it's you making decisions and feeling great about your decisions, but adulting is also dealing with the repercussions of your decisions and knowing that there's oftentimes no right answer.
Yara and her Grown-ish castmates are all getting those life lessons, just like their characters.
From Anna, what I've learned is to be able to use my voice.
Oh, now I see why someone had to come to Titanium.
I was so afraid to say anything because I was afraid of what people would think. Anna really taught me how to just own it and be okay with it.
Halle Bailey said she looked to her sister Chloe's character Jazz for adulting inspiration.
I was really proud of her in choosing herself and realizing that she has to learn to prioritize and focus. And for me, I feel like I'm learning that, especially when it comes to love and relationships.
And Chloe is giving us notes from the ultimate professor, Beyonce, who signed Chloe and her sister to a record deal. And that's
just
how we do it,
do it, do it. Just seeing how she carries herself and the way she performs and lets everything go and loose, that's constantly inspiring me. But also what she told us is the no scroll rule. Don't read any comments. Don't read what people have to say about you. And right now I'm learning that outside opinions and other people's validation doesn't make me worthy or doesn't tell me about myself or how good of a person I am.
The no scroll rule. I might take
that.
As soon as people start talking about me.
I thought she said no squirrel rule. I'm going to say, I'm going to stop feeding the squirrels.
Up next, you guys, Bling Empire stars Kevin and Kim are joining us to dish on the drama, the romance, and all that cash in the show. Stay with us. Welcome back. Now, if you haven't watched Bling Empire yet, you are missing out. Here is a quick rundown of some of the craziest moments.
I've never actually met a billionaire in my life until I met Kim.
Wealth to me is happiness.
If you can't afford it, you are in the wrong place.
Oh, I'm in the wrong place.
No, you're with us. You're safe.
They offer me another building.
This one is $79,800.
This is perfect for hiking.
She has a penis pump in her shower.
Can I have a placenta? The best facial.
My horses fly Emirates.
We have one life.
He's nothing but just kind. I mean, a bit dumb at times.
I'm definitely the luckiest.
Yes.
Oh. Looking at me like you want to kiss me.
I think it's the other way around over here.
Woo! Yep, I think Kim and Kevin definitely want to kiss.
I think so too. Please welcome two of our favorite breakout stars from Bling Empire, Kevin Kreider and Kim Lee. Welcome to the show. First of all, have we been kissing since then?
Have we? Kim?
Kevin?
Oh.
No, we have not kissed yet, but there's definitely a lot of flirting going on. Kevin's been calling me every single day.
Ooh.
No, you've been calling me every day. She gets so upset if I don't call her or text her back right away. She's like, we're breaking up. And I'm like, we aren't even together.
Wait, time out. This show filmed over a year ago. So we've been playing this game for a year now?
Kevin had to get over Kelly first.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And then Kim was ready to take on that challenge.
Yeah.
I have to ask you guys, look, everybody's wondering. If Kane is a billionaire, why does he not have a shoe closet?
He's on a budget.
Why does he eat next to his shoes?
I think it's because Kane's on a budget. He says he's on... Well, his budget is, like, really big, but he just doesn't seem to be able to know how to budget his own money, his allowance. So I think... Maybe in season two, he'll get a bigger place.
Now, Kevin, look, I know that you're an outsider coming into this crazy rich Asian world. Yeah. Do you ever feel uncomfortable with how much money your friends have?
All the time I feel uncomfortable because I'm like, man, this party cost more than what I made in my 20s, like all of the whole decade. So it's very uncomfortable.
I can only imagine. Now, you guys started filming the show almost 2 years ago. Do you guys look back now and you're like, why did I do this? Is there any scenes you're like, I wish I could change?
No, I mean, I look at it, I'm still like, man, I wish I would have gotten more naked.
Right?
Show more skin. I look good.
For me, I didn't realize how wrong I looked on camera about the whole penis pump situation. That moment, I kept telling people, it was just like a very, I guess I was being very immature, you know, and it was just a moment I had with Guy Tang, and I didn't realize it came off so wrong. Like, my intentions wasn't bad to go to Anna's house and disrespect her. So I wish I didn't like go through her house like that, but at the same time,
now look, I'm gonna ask y'all a question, and I might ruin this, you know, show for somebody. But why is Kelly still with Andrew?
Oh, I know. You know, I didn't even know she was together with Andrew until I watched the show and people were interviewing, like me, and they're like, "So, what do you think about that?" I was like, "I didn't see the show yet. They're back together."
Oh my god!
That's what everybody is saying. Kim Lee, why do you think she keeps on going back to Andrew's ass? I mean, he is hot.
He is. He's hot and toxic. Those are the dangerous ones. I think, you know what it is? It's probably because they have so much history together. And in the back of Kelly's mind, she probably thinks like there's hope for him to change. That's what I'm getting.
You could be right.
Yeah,
I also think there's some of those girls who like tumultuous relationships.
Oh, yes.
Who like feed it's off addicting. The drama, but they say they don't like, want the drama. But really, you put her on speakerphone so you can let your friend hear how crazy he is, so y'all can talk about it for a year.
Yeah, that is pretty.
What about Anna and Christine, that feud? I mean, are these two, do they talk much at all, or is it just only enforced conversations and forced realities where they have to see each other at a party?
Well, I think Anna, I mean, like, I hang out with Anna. She doesn't really talk about Christine in that light that you see right here. I think it's when they're together, this is when they bring the worst out of each other, it seems like.
I feel like Christine loves it. Christine loves to poke the bear. And it just so happened that Anna was the bear Christine put her finger on. Do you think these two will ever or can ever be friends?
I think they could talk in the background. I think there's like something going on. Can they really be really good friends eventually? I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
I feel like two queens can't live in one hive.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
I think one person's going to have to move to, like, I don't know, Glendale or something and be the queen of Glendale.
Well, we cannot wait to see season 2. There is a season 2, right?
We hope so. We don't know yet. It's only been out for 2 weeks.
It's in the top 10. It's in the top 10 already. You're good.
I think you're okay. I think we're going to have a season 2. And I cannot wait to see what's going on between you two, because I feel like there's more to that story.
Oh, no. Kim Lee definitely wants to sniff it. Kim Lee definitely wants to sniff it.
Doesn't she?
Listen, guys. It's the other way around. Don't let me pull up the text messages and DMs right now. I'm just saying.
She's got receipts. I love it. You guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can catch up on Bling Empire. It's out now on Netflix. You'll binge it all one day. Trust me, it's so good. And if you want even more, pull out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. It's going to take you to E! Online for all of our Bling Empire coverage. All right, coming up, the celeb fashion trend that has us divided. That's next. They are cute.
It is time to play with fashion. Matching sets are timeless, but do they always look good? We're going to break down some celebrities rocking this style. But first, let's see if these outfits are really that easy to actually put together. Okay, I've gotten two boards here with different clothing pieces from Mandy Moore, Ciara, and Dua Lipa. Carissa and Kim have to match the outfit with the right celebrity, and they'll have 30 seconds to recreate all three looks.
Oh, God.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I'll try. Are you March?
30 seconds, not very much time.
Go.
Okay. I know that this
goes. Let's see. Remember, Sierra has that.
Oh, no, Sierra,
I like what you're doing.
Okay.
Starting with the outfit first.
Okay, I know this.
Starting with the outfit first.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just. Oh, I see what you did there.
This is going to go.
I see what you did there, Kim.
You see what I'm doing?
You got to do it with the matching top. I actually think that might be right.
No, you think so? Okay. Let's see. Sierra,
feels like
oh, wow. Okay. Carissa, you, that is,
I know
all right.
Sierra's gonna, no, Sierra's going to put this on.
I don't know. That looks
she
pretty.
She got children. So she's going to wear this.
Bam. Stop where you are.
Wait.
Let's see where you've gotten.
She don't have nothing
on. Hold a minute. Oh. All right, well, Carissa looks like she is the closest. Sierra ain't wearing no purple cable knit.
Okay, you're right.
Where is she going with that purple cable knit?
You're right. Okay, wait, you're right. Sierra is
not wearing a purple cable knit.
Right.
Wait, why are you putting her hips on her shoulders?
What are these little
things? Can we show Kim the answers? Because
oh, the shoes.
We are hurting.
Boom.
You guys stop right there.
I did it!
Got it right.
I finally win a game. It's been a long time.
She was really needing this.
I'm stressing.
Kim, you can give up the act. We know you faked it so she can win it. All right, now let's critique the looks that you guys have put together. Starting with Mandy Moore, what do you think about this look
that Carissa got it together? I think it's cute. I think it's fun.
I think it's not good. Why would you wear a sequence with some boots? That's what threw me off.
It's winter.
Kim, that doesn't look right.
What do you think about Ciara's look?
Is she going snow skiing?
Well, you know, she has children now. So I think that it's over.
Kim, it's over. Carissa, what do you think about Dua Lipa's while Kim gets
Hot,
her life together?
Sexy. Wish I could wear that. Looks yes. so good.
But it looks a little baggy. Is that a shoe? You even had time to put the shoe on?
Yes, girl.
Okay, while we talk about go to commercial, we're going to give Kim a tutorial on how to get dressed. But coming up, we'll talk about Halsey's surprise pregnancies. And are there wedding bells? Pregnancies. Wow, she had two pregnancies. We'll be right back.
I'm wearing these tomorrow. Watch.
You should.
We're kicking off Pop of Love with good news. Halsey is pregnant. Oh. She made the announcement with these photos on Instagram. So pretty. I loved them. She's currently dating screenwriter Alev Aiden. And Alev, who has been rumored to be the dad, commented saying, heart so full, I love you, sweetness. And she, I think, commented back saying, I love you. I was so surprised to see this and so excited at the same time. I think she's going to be an amazing mother, so fun, and just, it's going to be great for her.
Yeah, it's
for
sure. Good.
You know, she talked about her struggles with endometriosis in 2018 and started freezing her eggs because, you know, it was a hard thing for her to do to conceive. So I think for her, this is probably like a miracle baby.
Absolutely. You know? And that's why she has on the rainbow top. You see that? That's because her first pregnancy that she lost, they're called rainbow babies after you're pregnant again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they call them rainbow babies after a miscarriage and you get pregnant. So she has on the rainbow top.
That's good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And she did the rainbow emoji and the little angel baby. And it's just, I'm just so happy for her. She seems to be on cloud nine right now. And there's just so many babies being born in this pandemic. It's like, it's the beautiful thing that's happening from this crazy time.
But my stomach looks just like that during the pandemic.
I'm like, that looks like my cheeseburger sandwich.
Yeah, that looks
like cheeseburger.
But
that's okay.
8 months
That's okay, though. You know, everybody's different.
I hope this isn't one of those things where like, and I don't, I just think in general, that, you know, like, this is celebrity baby boom right now. Because everybody's doing it, I'm going to just do it, too. And I just, I don't know. It's a little, I don't know. I'm not saying her, I'm just saying in general.
I think, honestly, what happened is the pandemic just made you reevaluate their lives.
Yes.
And
right.
then maybe made you come to terms to say, like, a child is something I really want. So you move forward in making that happen.
And what's important in life. And I think that's what she did. They both did. What's
important. All right,
important?
Well, we ran out of time for Pam Anderson's shocking wedding announcement today. So we'll get to that tomorrow. We're also going to get real with Taraji P. Henson. Have a good day, everyone. We will see you tomorrow. Congratulations, Halsey.